you don't like the music difference, and we're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
But I think we can both agree the equipment to play the music.
You have something wrong with an 8-track player? Like, do you have a prejudice against a record player?
Maybe not necessarily that. The speakers and the number of them and, like, the sonic systems that they put in the backyards that make that encompass it and all the different things. And the I would definitely say the equipment to broadcast your music has definitely improved in that amount of time.
You're saying I should upgrade my stereo system? You think it's time?
I'm just saying. The stuff now is pretty impressive. You know, mine's, gosh, at least a decade old by now, and it's pretty dated.
Yeah. Well, you know, when all these future thinking people tried to think for y'all and decide what y'all were gonna want when it was really time to start buying. It looks like in a good way they missed the mark. They assumed y'all would all be moving into lofts and condos downtown, and that isn't what the millennials are buying. The millennials are buying freestanding homes with a little bit of a lot. It's basically they're buying the homes they grew up in, is what it boils down to. And there's certain things they want and they don't want. They want 2.5 bathrooms. They want a separate freestanding laundry room, and not they don't want that in a closet. They want a full complete laundry room. They were willing to pay a couple percent more for high energy efficiency, but not very much. they were only willing to stretch their budget about 3 or 4% to buy into the super energy efficient. So that tells me that the green movement will even have to become more cost competitive to become real mainstream. A lot of people will do it just philosophically, but it doesn't look like the millennials are willing to do that.
Well,
and they don't want a golf course, and they don't want a guard gate community. What are we going to do with all these golf course houses and lock gate behind guard gated communities? Are they all going to become ghost towns?
Hey, a tractor blade could fix that real quick.
So it's interesting. It's great that we're bringing them into the market. And somebody mentioned off air, Rosie, if you want the younger generation to tune into Rosie on House, just buy them all paint for their house.
There you go.
That was just a little wedding present for Matthew and Sonny.
But we do have something else. What's that security system? We've got somebody
Romy
wanted us to test a security system.
Yeah, wireless.
You plug it in, hook it up, takes a little bit, tie it to your phone, and you can remotely monitor your own home security. So you're like your own.
I'm sorry. I was supposed to bring that to the studio, and it was in Jennifer's basket, and it's still sitting at the house.
So we have that. If you would like to test this.
Because I couldn't figure it out. And one thing about millennials is they are tech savvy. They didn't have to learn, like I have to learn technology. You know, they were born into it. I mean, it's just second nature for them. So and you show me that all the time with what you master in your computer work over there. But we've got this wireless security system that the manufacturer sent to us to test. I can't figure it out. So we need.
And I don't want more stuff in my house.
So we need a millennial that is tech savvy. We'll give you this security system.
And
all we would expect you to do is set
it
up, test it up, and keep us posted and let us know what you think about it.
And if you still live with your parents, you can still qualify. You could almost reverse it now and monitor them. What were you doing out at 8 o'clock last night, Dad?
All right, let's bring Eric in. He's called from Tucson. He's been a whole little while. Let's get to him so we reward his patience here. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was really enjoying your discussion about the millennials and the whole shift in migration patterns within our society.
Where do you fit, Eric?
I'm a little bit older than that. I'm still very tech savvy. I would still love to try out your system.
Okay.
That having been said, I was just going to throw a little something at you.
Okay.
I don't know how familiar you are with something called urban planning, but there's a whole civil engineering division of it. They're called planners.
Right.
And it depends on whether you think collectively or individually how you proceed as a planner. And there was a whole generation of planners that were being taught, basically, get everybody into the city. You will, you know, we'll say, like your buddy was saying, you know, we'll save money, we'll be green.
Yeah.
Green was very popular at the time.
Yeah.
And so they designed all these systems based on the if you build it, they will come theory. And that's, and what you're seeing is just the general psychology of humankind. They all want their own space with something to protect them from the guy next to them, even though they like the guy. Good walls make good neighbors.
Yeah.
And this has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. We just have the freedom in America to basically choose which way we're going to go. And since, but what they did was they generated a lot of the resources to build all these things, they gave to the urban centers, thinking that if they build it, that everybody will move there and it'll be cheap and easy and collective and easy to manage people. Anyway, so that's my thought. And because people are generally individuals and want to take care of themselves and their family and the people they love, they're naturally going to end up moving back out to the country.
You know, Eric, with your with what it sounds like your experience with these master planners, you've got to be familiar with what's going on up in Cordes Junction, Arco Santi?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Arco Santi. Okay.
So we're going to theoretically build a city capable of housing hundreds of thousands of people in essentially one high-rise structure. There'll be no suburbs. There'll be no urban sprawl. We'll cut down the gases because we won't have to drive anywhere. Within this building will be the schools, the places of employment, the places to shop, the housing, the parks, and everything. That concept really always intrigued me, but I couldn't help but feeling claustrophobic just thinking about it.
Now, this is an age issue that you're talking about now. There was a great guy, I happen to like a lot of what he says, Winston Churchill, said basically, if you're not one philosophy when you're young, and I won't get into the differences of what the two different philosophies are, then you have no conscience. If you're not another philosophy when you get older, then you have no intelligence, okay? there is something that happens. The young want to live collectively. They
yes.
want to be with
yes.
other young people. So it's a perfect way, you know, if you take the kibbutz approach, which is what Jews do, and you let the young people live and work collectively, and then give the older folks who understand that it's really the individual who needs a little privacy and a little one thing or another, you make these shifts to the outer areas.
Yeah.
But it just depends on which way you think, Rosie, you know, is whether or not it's whether you like the urban deal where you're close to all the bars. And, of course,
yeah.
once you found a wife and your children are going to school and one thing and another, and then the same thing follows true for women, I would think.
Yeah.
I won't speak for women.
Well, listen, Eric, for your input this morning, we appreciate it. You mentioned you would be willing to try this security system?
Yeah. Is it something like a Simply? I'm sorry, I don't want to mention any brands. Is it something with two S's?
Well, I don't know. Jennifer, it's all been sent. Jennifer is like our product tester, so the ad agencies and the manufacturers all get her address. And so she opened it. She looked at it. She says, I'm not going to try and figure it out. I looked at it, and I said, well, if you're not going to try and figure it out, I'm not going to try and figure it out. We actually tried to give it to a couple people, and they didn't do it either. So I'm in Tucson next Wednesday and Thursday. I'm speaking at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Remodeling Council at luncheon on Wednesday. And then all the Rosie on the House contractor partners are getting together for a little party Wednesday night. And then I'm going to be down in Casa Grande Thursday with all the Rosie partners. I got your number, Eric, and I'm a rendezvous with you while I'm down in Tucson. I'm going to give this thing to you, and hopefully you'll be smart enough to try it.
And figure it out.
I want to reach out to everyone that's listening right now. We did this a couple weeks ago, and we got a couple results, but we didn't get enough. When we get products like this, or when we're trying to screen a contractor into the Rosie on the House Network, one of the ways we test them is we have private secret shoppers located throughout the state. And we ask you, say, well, like Tappan Sons, our new electrician. We looked at their background. We looked at their financials. We looked at their safety manuals. We looked at their organization. We looked at their record with the Better Business Bureau and the Corporation Commission and the Register of Contractors. But then the real test is, how do they act out on the job? So we have Rosie on the House secret shoppers. And we'll call you and we'll say, hey, we'd like you to test this electrician. Do you have anything at your house that needs electrical work or repair? And then we pay for the repair. So you get the work done free. You get to judge and test this contractor, provides a service for us. We provide the service for you, and it's a win-win-win. How do we want these people to register, buddy?
Well, right now, I mean, you just have to let us know, and we have to put you in a filter.
How about just
the
email
new website will have
a place to register?
You know, if you're signed in and you're a Rosie on the House, you know, certified homeowner, you can see what's in queue for what we're looking for.
Oh,
you can sign
great.
Up to get notifications when something's added to that queue. So when we say, okay, we've got XYZ air conditioning in Buckeye.
Yeah.
If you're in Buckeye and you're registered, it'll ping, hey, we're looking for someone to test this air conditioning unit. Would you be willing to be the secret
super.
Shopper?
All right. So one more thing in the new
too
website.
Manual right now to be
right,
very effective.
Right now you'll just
not very effective, but instantaneously, let me put it that way.
Right now, just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and in the subject line put secret shopper. And we'll start putting an entire army together of Rosie on the House secret shoppers. All right, so Eric gets a security system. Let's go to Victoria, who'd like to talk about AC replacement. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What you up to today?
Well, I'm just sitting in my car hoping to get some good advice from you.
Okay.
I have to install two new air conditioning units in my home.
Okay.
I looked at, I got several bids in. Everybody was within a couple of $100s
okay.
for most of the same unit.
Okay.
And I used three pretty reputable companies.
Good.
I got quotes on three different brands.
Okay.
Train.
Okay.
Lennox.
Okay.
And York.
Okay.
I'm looking at 16 SEER.
Okay.
I have gas heat.
Great.
My confusion. Now, I do get a lot more, it seems as though, with the York. For instance, it's a dual stage, which
okay.
is nice.
Okay.
However, you know, because it's not a new pair of shoes, I'm a little blind as to the reliability.
All right. Okay. Victoria. All right. I've got some great points I'm going to give you. I know you're sitting in your car waiting to hear this. We're going to have to go on a quick station break right now, but I'll come back and take you through the steps one by one. Hang on, dear.